Time for another blitz. College football this time, Hatchet Man.
So I was reminded as we get into this, what day is it?
Today?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
The date.
31st
of July.
Which means we are 1 month away from Georgia and Clemson.
Let's go.
Kickoff at noon.
Oh.
Woo.
What, MSU doesn't get any love? They play Friday night.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I don't care about that.
Under the lights,
no,
right at the stadium.
No love. No love whatsoever. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through some schedule stuff here.
Like Georgia players schedule Ubers?
Oh, they should.
What is it, 24 players since?
24 players have been accused of a driving-related crime since January.
Hey, Kenny, mistakes were made. Go ahead, David.
Don't you think they should just have like a driving class there?
You would think so.
Or get the driverless Ubers. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah,
Dave.
Get a Tesla.
So let's go through this here. There's a few things here we're going to go through that ESPN put together. So the toughest overall Power Four schedule goes to Florida. So this is the stretch that Florida had. They have a three-game stretch where they have number one Georgia. Then they go against number three Texas. Then they go on the road against LSU. So they face four of the top 14 teams away from home this year. So they have the toughest overall Power Four schedule.
I agree, along with the most pressure on a coach.
Okay, yes.
Because Billy Napier may not make... David, if he splits those games, even though they're top 14 teams, he's fired. I don't think he finishes the season out. They just do things differently in the SEC. They want it more.
So listen to this, though, because Georgia Tech, they say they also belong in that conversation of tough schedule. So the Yellow Jackets open the season in Dublin against number 11 Florida State.
Are they still in the power?
And then close the season on the road against Georgia.
Oof.
They face four more ranked opponents in their season, in Notre Dame, in Atlanta on October 19th.
Yeah,
so
but
that would be a tough schedule.
It is, but I don't think anybody cares about Georgia Tech.
I was about
Tech.
To say, what are Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck fans, really
thinking?
I mean,
they weren't even good with Calvin Johnson. Like, they just, it's been a long time since they've been relevant.
Like, hey, so, it's the year of Hayes King, our
what was
quarterback.
It, 90
Let's
when
go.
They won a title?
I can't.
I think they split with Colorado.
Time.
And you know who the coach was, I believe. Wasn't Bobby Ross the coach of that team?
He was.
Yes. Then he came to the Lions.
So.
No, he went to San Diego.
And then he came to the Lions.
Right. Go ahead, David.
Okay, coach easiest that stuff. Overall Power Four schedule.
Oh, I got this. Nebraska.
No, it's Ohio State. Ohio State.
No, the easiest schedule goes to SMU.
Oh.
SMU has the easiest schedule. They only have one top 25 foe,
okay.
Florida State.
Just between us three, I'm so glad Mike's not here. I forgot that they were in a Power Four.
Exactly.
I'm so glad Mike is not here.
Here, let me do my mic.
Hear him now.
Let me do my mic in person. Hey, you and your TV deals, Mr. College Football.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Four of their first five games are at home against Pitt, Boston College, Virginia, and Cal. Only the Virginia game is on the road this year. So, I mean, yeah, that would be pretty easy here.
Can you say playoff?
The toughest Power Four non-conference schedule.
Toughest Power Four non-conference.
USC. USC, they open up the season against number 14 LSU. Then they have a home game against number 5 Notre Dame. And then they also face UCLA. So that makes them the toughest UCLA.
Is that their first
15.
Three games of the season?
No, that's not their first three games.
I'm confused. Kenny, you're confused too, right? You said toughest non?
Yeah, I included UCLA. They're not non-conference.
Okay.
But
okay.
LSU and Notre Dame.
Okay, okay.
That makes them the toughest non-conference.
Yeah. And I think they're going to get their hearts taken because they couldn't play defense last year and they had the Heisman Trophy candidate right there. They're awful. As I stated before. But, yes. I actually watched their spring game. And was equally unimpressed with both sides of the ball. Literally, the first three possessions of their spring game, interception, interception, interception.
Well, first of all, of course you did. I would expect nothing else from you. Second of all, this is it for Lincoln Riley, right? Don't you get the feeling he's going to leave? He's getting paid ridiculous amounts of money. He has his own private plane, but I kind of feel down. See, this is it.
Yeah, it's something.
Make the jump to the pros, I'm sure.
But see, here's the thing.
Or some other college team will pay him insane amount of money.
Saban's not there, because I would say, yeah, you know what? He'll go and run the offense for Nick Saban, but whoa, Saban's gone. So maybe he goes to Georgia and he runs Georgia's offense. But, yeah, I do think that he's not under the pressure that Napier is at Florida. Because no. I don't think that many people care about USC football.
Well, here's the other thing. The boosters love him. He wrote his own ticket to get there. Like, I don't think he's going to get fired. I just think he'll walk away is what I think. But my question to David is, a lot of schedules here.
Yeah.
What about Michigan State? I'm not even kidding.
No, they're not on this list.
Michigan, I know nobody cares.
Tough or easy Michigan or anything.
You guys have a tough schedule. Stretch where it's like Ohio State, Michigan,
it's Ohio State at
Oregon,
at home,
and against Iowa.
No, it's Ohio State at home. 6 days later, once again, this is where Mike would have a fit. They have to travel to Oregon 6 days
it's about the kids.
Later. Then they get, I think.
It's Iowa.
Iowa, a bye.
That's at home.
And then at Michigan.
Yes. I mean, that's a four-game gauntlet. Sorry, David.
Well, let me give you this, because you're talking about the four-game gauntlet. So, the toughest road schedule college football goes to Mississippi State. So, Mississippi State visits
the other MSU.
They visit three top 10 teams. Number 3, Texas. Number 1, Georgia. And then number 6, Ole Miss. That's a stretch that they have. And they also have to go to Tennessee. And then they have Missouri at home. They do have that at home.
Who do they play at home?
Yeah, they do have Missouri at home. But
is their stadium getting renovated and they're just going to play all their games on the road?
Yeah, playing them at home sets up their short week to play in the Egg Bowl the following Friday. So, well, sorry. Sorry, Mississippi State. That's what you have this year. And then just to close it out, just how I started it, the toughest open to the season will be Clemson, because they open up with Georgia.
Oh,
so they have
fun.
The toughest open to the season.
What's Clemson favored by? Like 6.5?
Clemson will not be favored in that game. Not even close. Unless maybe they put some cars in front of the practice for Georgia.
Right.
And then now you're going to
get it. That's a flag.
There you go.
That's a flag. I'm curious though, Rico, TV man, that's a 12 o'clock game.
It is. I was shocked. Week? That's a new
All right. So what's the 8 o'clock game? What's the prime time?
I have
game?
To find that out. That's something right there.
Yeah, but opening week, they normally stagger it with all the different games.
I know that's a big game noon kickoff. I
can easily see that there has to be a 3:30, there has to be an 8 o'clock game as well. So
Dabo getting whacked this year?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
And if he does not win the ACC, I can't see him. He'll be on the hot seat. He may not get fired.
Kind of feel he's already there.
No, because you know what? He could still say, hey, I got rings. Okay. Don't forget, it wasn't that long ago. This ain't the SEC where Ed Orgeron, yeah, I know you just won the national title, Ed, but you're fired.
I miss those videos of Ed running shirtless through the campus of LSU and everybody yelling at him. Those were cool. All right, that, my friends, is a blitz. I'm 97.1 The Ticket.